Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, December 7th. Michigan's governor is weighing whether to extend a ban on indoor dining at restaurants as cases of COVID-19 continue to surge around the state. As Quinn Kleinfelter reports, restaurant owners say the ban is strangling their businesses.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration ordered the ban 3 weeks ago. It expires this week. A restaurant association unsuccessfully sued to overturn the ban, and now GOP legislators say Whitmer should specify what restaurants must do to reopen. But Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist told TV station WDIV it depends on how well Michiganders follow safety protocols.
It's our practices that are going to help us slow the spread of this virus, and they'll get us to thresholds that we can then look at what kinds of activities have different levels of risk.
Gilchrist notes hospitals across Michigan are running out of beds because of COVID-19 cases, with a further spike possible among those who traveled during Thanksgiving. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer has asked the legislature to approve a proposed $400 million COVID-19 plan. The governor said the request is urgent and should be dealt with before the legislature adjourns for the year in 2 weeks. Kurt Weiss is with the State Budget Office.
It's really aimed at things like vaccine distribution, testing, stimulus for the economy, for small business. So it's really looking at how do we help the folks across the state who have been impacted by COVID.
It would also include money for food assistance and more contact tracing after people test positive. Weiss says the money is available due to better-than-expected tax collections. A spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky says he is reviewing that request. Six hospitals in Michigan are currently at 100% capacity, according to data from the state. But hospital leaders say people should seek medical attention if they need it. At Lakeland Hospital in Berrien County, the hospital is adding beds to accommodate more patients, and Berrien County Health Officer Nikki Britton says that there is hope that the current pandemic orders have led to a slowdown in COVID patients who are arriving at hospitals.
It would make sense that if our community was doing these things and we were getting more diligent in these health and safety measures, we would start to see that leveling off right about now.
A number of West Michigan hospitals have seen declines in COVID patients in the last week, but some hospital leaders say they are preparing for those numbers to rise again as we head towards Christmas. The Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord has had its liquor license suspended for refusing to comply with state health orders, Ben Thorpe reports.
The smokehouse violated the current emergency health orders multiple times, according to a release. Violations include allowing in-person gatherings, providing in-person dining, and failing to require face coverings for staff and patrons. The license holders are scheduled to appear before a judge on December 11th to determine if the suspension should continue. The public is asked to report suspected non-compliance with health orders directly to the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
57 people have drowned in Lake Michigan this year, making it the deadliest year on record. Dan Wanshura reports the pandemic has played a role.
The Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project has been tracking drownings on the Great Lakes since 2010. Dave Benjamin is the executive director. He says a lot of people went to the beach this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Water safety is not common sense. And when everybody wants to go out to the beach and the beaches don't have lifeguards and they don't have the updated signage on the beaches, it creates a recipe for fatalities, unfortunately.
Benjamin says Lake Michigan normally accounts for about half of all Great Lakes drownings each year. So far in 2020, there have been 110, which is just 7 shy of the record set in 2018. I'm Dan Wanshura.
With the deadline for Medicare open enrollment approaching today, the state is warning seniors to protect themselves from fraudsters posing as Medicare representatives. Anita Fox is the director of the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services.
So the calls tend to ask for personal information or demand that you change or tell a senior that if you don't do this right now while I'm on the phone, you're going to lose your Medicare coverage or lose your supplemental plan.
Fox advises people to never give their Medicare number or other personal information to anyone trying to solicit their business over the phone, online, or at the front door. Updates to Medicare plans or prescription drug plans must be made before the end of the day today For those not enrolled in Medicare, the 15th is the deadline to enroll in a health insurance plan. In our forecast, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy for the Lower Peninsula today, mostly sunny for the UP and Ontario. A few snow showers are possible as well, mainly this morning. Highs statewide from 33 to 37 or 2 Celsius in Ontario. And tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the low to mid 20s or minus 7. That is your Monday morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.